In this bulletin, New South Wales begins to emerge from lockdown. Polls have closed in Iraq after voting in a parliamentary election. And in sport, Australia completes a multi-format cricket series against India with a 14-run victory. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Dyett. New South Wales Premier Dominic Perrottet has called for patience as the state emerges from lockdown. After 106 days, almost 63,000 COVID-19 cases and 431 deaths, stay-at-home orders have been lifted across New South Wales. The state has recorded 496 new cases overnight, as well as 8 additional deaths. Gyms, cafes, restaurants, shops and hairdressers are reopening, and people can travel more than 5 kilometres from their home after the state surpassed a 70% double-dose vaccination rate. Mr. Perrottet says there'll still be challenges ahead.
Case numbers will increase, hospitalisation rates will increase because mobility is increasing as we open up. But we can't stay closed. We can't stay closed. We need to learn to live alongside the virus. I know everyone's been saying it, but today, New South Wales is the first state to be doing just that.
Meanwhile, Victoria has recorded 1,612 new cases and 8 deaths. A passenger on a flight from Melbourne to Adelaide has tested positive for COVID-19. The teenage male travelled on Virgin Flight 291 on the 4th of October and is now in hotel quarantine. SA Health says the flight is a transmission site and the new quarantine arrangements are being made for other passengers on board. Prime Minister Scott Morrison says addressing climate change is a challenge all Australians must do together. Comments come as Mr. Morrison and his deputy, Nationals leader Barnaby Joyce, continue negotiations over climate policy. They're expected to finalise a deal later this week, with the Nationals holding out for concessions for regional Australia before agreeing to back a 2050 net zero emissions target. Mr. Morrison says his job as Prime Minister is to bring people together in dealing with a new energy economy.
My government is committed to ensuring that rural and regional Australia transitions to this new energy economy in the future stronger, with their jobs and their communities intact, and they can look forward with confidence and they can plan for the future with confidence. We've got to come together on this issue.
Polls have closed in Iraq after voting in a parliamentary election brought forward in response to months-long street protests in favour of reform. The elections were the second since Iraq declared military victory over the IS militant group almost 4 years ago. More than 250,000 security personnel were deployed to secure polling stations across Iraq. This voter in the northern city of Mosul hopes for progress towards peace for his nation.
This country must develop and find stability. We want to rebuild this country, particularly the city of Mosul. Mosul has been neglected, but God willing, these new faces are good faces. We must change. God willing, the people who have come to rebuild this country are good people and Iraq will settle.
In cricket, Australia has finished its series against India with a 14-run win in the third Women's 2020 International in Queensland. Australia claimed the series 11-5 after setting India the target of 150 for Sunday's match on the Gold Coast. The tourists reached 6 for 135. Talia McGrath spoke to Fox Sports about the victory.
Yeah, I haven't played T20 cricket at this level before. But yeah, at the end of the day, batting is batting, sea ball, hit ball. So lucky enough to get a few out the middle and get a few wins and just really proud of the team. It was an unreal series and pretty special to be a part of.
And now today's weather. Perth, an afternoon shower or two, 21 degrees. Adelaide, partly cloudy, 18. Melbourne, much the same, 15. Hobart, partly cloudy, 14. Canberra, cloudy and 16. Wollongong, a shower or two, also 16. Sydney, showers and 17. Newcastle, similar conditions, 18. Brisbane, cloud increasing and late rain, 30. Cairns, mostly sunny, 32. And Darwin, a possible afternoon shower and 34 degrees. I'm Greg Dyett, and this is SBS News.